Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your pirating couple,
Yarg,
Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September the 19th, 2011.
And this is episode 27. Nine times three.
Oh, I knew you were going to find something.
Bam.
And we have a special guest with us this episode.
Yes,
and I would like to introduce Alachia. She is a podcaster, a vlogger, a life sharer, and we are so happy to have her on. Hi, Alachia.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yep. You all might know her. She has a podcast called The Little Green Dot, as well as a blog called The Little Green Dot. And she does many, many vlogs. She's actually been an inspiration to other people and to us.
Yes.
For doing vlogs. So we're excited to have her on.
Yep. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I know. I'm sitting here talking to you like we never talk, and I'm like, oh, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Like we don't talk every day, like, oh, welcome.
Hey. I've been in y'all's bedroom plenty of times.
That's right.
Y'all didn't know that, did you?
No. Little known facts.
All right. So, it's great to have you on the show. We talked earlier this week and everything, and we know you have a big move coming and everything.
Yes.
And,
I'm going to be moving to Germany, hopefully.
Yep.
Sometime in this next century.
Guten Tag.
Great. Yeah. Guten Tag. Danke. Danke, sir.
Danke and Guten Tag and,
nine?
Tannenbaum and nine. And that's all German I know. That's it.
All the German that I know comes from, Kaffel Wolfenstein. So, I know, it's all, everybody else knows that. But since you were still here, and I was like, oh man, she's still here. Man, we can have her on the show. And then we don't have to, cause we wanted to have you on the show. And we didn't want to have to, figure out the time zones, which we would have done anyway.
Because he's lazy, he's saying. He didn't want to go through the work of setting up time zones. Right? Is it trying to say, Jay?
Oh, you talking to me?
No.
Whatever.
So
what you been up to? What's everybody been up to this weekend?
For me, I've been vlogging, more vlogging. I turned out like 5 vlogs or vlogs.
Yeah, I need to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
That sounds.
I love that you did all those vlogs, but you know, one, you spoil me by putting that many not at one time. 2, you need to spread them out. You know, like if you do that many during the weekend, you post one per day so that you satiate your fans.
Okay.
And so I can have something Monday.
Okay.
And then I can all have right. something Tuesday.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna have another one until this weekend. So
that's not good. That's not good.
See, here's the one thing that I love about Renee is she's very passionate about what she does. Not saying that one is.
That's just a nice word. I'm very passionate.
Okay,
that's
so nice during wedding planning, when I proposed to her, you know, a little over a year, you know, before we got married, I mean, she started planning right then. And she had everything planned by February at the latest.
Yeah, and our wedding was in November.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel it's better to do it up front because I was really excited. I was like, I have 5 I want to do. I want to do this, and I was having so much fun with editing, and it was going quick. But I understand what you're saying. I'm probably gonna do like a few more. I'm gonna do a what's in my purse vlog. So
yeah, we gotta get some lights and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we vlogged. I made Jay get up early Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Man, I was tired for the Toby when I was like,
I didn't really make him get up, but he just got up. So
right.
So we that's vlogged nice, all weekend.
That's some nice advice there, Alachia.
It is nice advice.
I didn't plan that or anything.
Yeah.
I didn't pay her some money to say that.
So that's something you wanted to say to me, but you're afraid I would like start crying. You don't appreciate the things I do.
I did these for you a lot, yeah. You tagged me.
That's funny.
Well, they just kept coming, and I was just like, wait, what? You know, because I think Strumpet messaged me. He's like, oh, and then now you got to do a tag video for your hat because, you know, they did your tag, so you got to do that. And I was like, hat? What are you talking about, hat? He's like, yeah. Cowboy did a hat video. I was like, what? I looked again. I was like, oh my God, there's more videos. And then on top of that video, there was the final, I guess that was when you had released 3 already. And then the hat video was second to last. And the very last one that I saw was the Toby tag my furry friend video.
Yep.
And I was just like, whoa. So I queued them all up to watch, you know, I have like a YouTube queue for my daily vids. Nice. And so I queue them up and I watch them over and over again throughout the day. Instead of watching TV, this is what I do.
Oh, awesome. And
yeah, so, I mean, I had you guys queued up, and so I had to keep adding more videos and more videos. And so I watched them right away, but then I'll also add them. I'll end up watching them over and over again, and I'll end up finding things that I didn't hear or see before. Yeah. It's kind of quite interesting, actually, how much you miss the first time around in a video, because there's just so much media to see, right? You know, not just sounds like in a podcast, but a lot to watch. And I even end up looking at people's, you know, what's on their wall and their diploma hanging off to the right.
Exactly. And seeing the lamp that I had set up and everything and the reflection, because I went back and I actually started moving the lamps around so you couldn't see them in the glass. I know a lot of you is probably looking at the wedding photo here and trying to see
the whole wedding party.
So,
yeah. But I think I just got really excited because we had just got our new camera, so I was really excited. So I'm thinking I'm gonna moderate now and spread them out.
Yeah, oh yeah, babe, that's a good idea.
Moderation, right? What is it?
Well, you can record them all at once, just don't post them all at once.
Moderation. I don't know.
Well, I think too some of the reason why she posted them right away was because she probably would have felt like she forgot. I know, cause like with the Toby one, that was like the first one we did and she forgot to upload it. And that's why it came that quick. So yeah.
And then, we got presents this weekend. We got Jane Cobb hats.
Yes, we did from the show Firefly.
Yep. Shell Black made us, knit Jane Cobb hats, and they're the most awesome hats. And I cannot wait for winter.
Oh yeah. Totally.
So, for those of you all who don't know who Jane Cobb is, Google Jane Cobb hat and you'll see the hat.
The hero of Canton.
Yep.
The man they call Jane.
That's right. That's right.
And then, on Saturday night, we went to go out to eat after, a lot of vlogging and running around. We decided to go to Old Charlie's and then.
No.
Oh, not Old Charlie's, but Old Chicago.
Old Chicago's Old Charlie's, same thing.
Right. Especially for a guy from North Carolina. Old Chicago. And while we were sitting there waiting for our food, our comic book shop owner, Dan, walked by and shook our hand. And, you know, what was the first thing that went through your mind, babe?
First thing that went through my mind, all right, do you have those moments like when you first see something, your dumb mind sets in and thinks the dumbest things? All right, my dumb mind when I first saw Dan was, when did he get a job at Old Chicago? That was my first thought. And then my smart mind was like, you dumb girl. He does not work at Old Chicago. He's just here. So.
And then when he came up to me, because he came over my left shoulder and he actually shook my hand, and I don't know if I was tired or what. I was like, who is this guy? And I was like, oh, wait a minute, it's Dan.
We see him every week, and he's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. He's our local comic book shop owner. So he's awesome.
It was him and his wife, and me being who I am, I was like, hey, man, you don't have to get a table. You can come and eat with us.
I would have done that because I would be afraid on intruding on their mealtime. But Jay is very outgoing and sociable, and I'm more, I don't want to bother people with John. So.
Right. And so they actually sat with us. And so we had dinner with, an impromptu dinner with Dan and his wife.
Yep. So it was like a double date.
Right. So it was pretty cool because they were like, we hardly ever get a chance to talk to other couples and we're the same way. So it was pretty cool to, you know, have a little dinner with him and the Louisville Cards beat UK Wildcats.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm not really into sports. sports that much, but I am a U of L fan just in name.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
What'd y'all talk about?
Oh man, we talked
comic
about
comic books, comic book costumes. We talked about, movies. We talked about sports.
Talked about diets and Weight Watchers.
Diets and Weight Watchers. Cause she's doing Weight Watchers.
We talked about wings, how good they are, and, yeah. And these dry rubs that people are getting now.
Yeah. And, what else we talked about? We talked about where, they actually live, right down the street from us, and we didn't even know it. Like, we've been going to his shop for over a year. We had no idea that he lives that close. So.
You say over a year?
Has it been over a year?
We've been going there since I've been here, so it's been almost 4 years now.
Well, then, is over a year. If you want to be technical.
She's technically right.
It is over a year.
You're technically right, babe.
Thank you.
But I knew what you
meant. What'd you guys eat?
I ate the same thing I ate last time I was there because it was so good. This is a pizza place that has the best fish and chips that I've ever tasted in my life.
Right.
Their fish and chips, the batter has like a tang to it because
they use Samuel Adams beer.
Yeah, they use Samuel Adams beer, so it has that fermentation kind of, you know, that tang that fermentation has a little bit. That was kind of in there. So their fish and chips is amazing, and their fries come in different flavors. Like they have jerk seasoning and salt and vinegar and ranch flavor fries. So,
yeah. And I had the captain's catch, which was fish and shrimp and everything. So it was good. And that was the same thing I had last time that we went. And I was like, we both were kind of, when we got done, we were like, yeah, I think we done had our fill of, the fish and chips.
Yeah, because so. I was like, okay, I'm fish and chipped out. I'm not getting fish and chips, but then we got fish again today, so. Right. Because do you know what today is?
Yes, I know what today is.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day today.
That's why we're the pirating couple.
I guess we didn't explain the pirating couple. We usually explain, but we did a poor job today of explaining.
Yeah.
I was excited.
We have a great excuse. I mean, Salachi.
I know, Salachi. It's like it's a famous person's on our podcast. I'm like, squee!
There be a Salachi. There she goes.
So, did you do anything exciting this weekend, Salachi?
No, not really. I mean, I just sort of, well, actually, yeah, I take that back. I did go with my brother and his fiance to the Vintage Villas to go see a wedding venue with them.
Nice.
Which was pretty interesting. I brought my camera and I vlogged while I was there. To find out that I wasn't allowed to post any part of her body in the shot.
Oh, wow. Is that, so, that what she said? Like, she can't be in it at all.
She, nothing. Not even, like, wow. You know, no backside, no hand, no leg, no shoes. Now, so I was like, oh, man, if I'd known that before, I could have shot the whole thing differently. Mm-hmm. So my editing job on that is going to be really weird.
Does she not want to have any part of her on the web, or is she just really shy?
No part of her on the web.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure my mom, she was like, you tell people where you live. I'm like, well, mom, no one's going to come rob me.
If they really want to, they can, you know, Google.
She was like, I know, but you just don't want to tell them.
I know what it was because
Chell, we gave her our address and we don't know her, but we know her enough to know that she's not going to come murder us. So.
Right, right.
Well,
we hope.
How was the place? Was it a good place for a wedding?
I don't know. I've never really been to wedding venues like that before, so I'm not sure what people look for in a venue like that. It was sort of outside and has this arbor, you know, like one of those big green foyer type things where the foliage is all over the top of it, right. And it's outside and the view goes out into the back where you see a lake, well, a man-made lake, but it's a full drought right now, so there's no water in it. But it seemed like it was supposed to be really nice, but I couldn't imagine paying that much for it. I mean, it was like $4,500, and that did not include the catering. So that doesn't even include food or drinks or anything. That's just the venue.
Wow.
Our wedding venue was $1,000.
No,
it was 700.
It was less than that. It was like 700.
Yeah, it was 700.
That included the dancing room.
That's crazy.
But how many people? How many people, though?
About 100, I'm assuming.
Wow, that's... Wow. wow, that's a little expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But
did you go to did you go to, what's the Salt Lake? You didn't go to Salt Lake this weekend?
I did go to Salt Lake, but that's not something special.
It is. Oh, it's always kidding. Special.
It's not unique. It's not unique.
No, no, no.
But it's something special. Yeah. You don't understand because we aren't
like,
there.
I want to go. It's 11 o'clock. As soon as it opened, I was like, I was there.
So do they ship overseas? Salt Lake?
They don't ship overseas. They do ship in state, so you guys could get some if you wanted.
Yeah, but
you had to send cash because I saw that you can't take credit cards there.
Yeah, but I think when you order online, you don't have to ship cash.
So
I email to credit card, and plus on your first mail order, it's 10% off.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, but someone can always order for you and then ship it over to you in Germany too, right? So someone could always do that.
I suppose so. By the time it gets there, because you know they pack it all in refrigerated box. So
that's true. You might not want to do that.
It's when we got there.
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I have to remember that 10% off. Salt Lake.
Well, coolio. So with that, we're going to hop on into tech.
Technology.
Last week in tech.
Good job, babe.
Yeah.
You don't want to take this week in tech. It's already taken.
I know. So, like Renee has said in a weekend wrap up, we did some vlogging this weekend. And with that, we also picked up and tried out a couple of, what they call them, shoot and share cameras that kind of, they boot up in 2 seconds and you can record right off the bat and they do high definition. Two of the cameras that we tried were, the Sony Vloggy and the Kodak Playful. And we were very excited when we were shopping around and, we got the, Sony You messing with me? You did. She got
you
me.
You said
good.
Sony Vloggy first.
I did
so
say
that's
Sony
why I
Vloggy.
Changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
said
did.
Said Vloggy because we were vlogging, so you said Sony Vloggy.
Oh.
Oh, well, see, that's why I was correcting it for you, because that's what you said.
Oh, okay, so I didn't realize what I said, so for you all out there, oh.
They're going to go to the store and ask now, for the Sony Vloggy.
Now, was it called a Vloggy or was
no,
it called
it
a
Vloggy? No, it was Vloggy.
It was Vloggy?
Yes.
Oh. I'm messing with their show notes, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's awesome. Was Vloggy. I was expecting it to happen. I was like, oh, she's going to play some jokes
you know
on us tonight.
You know she would do that.
I would. I know I would. So.
I would write like other words in there.
Right. So it's the Sony Vloggy. And, we were excited about it because Sony puts together such a great product. I mean, it was slick. Had this wide 3.5 viewfinder and it did 1080p. I mean, this video was amazing. And I'm actually going to share the one that I did with it. And the only reason we took it back, it does an autofocus and the autofocus is so sensitive. If you do any movement, like I talk with my hands and when I did my hands, it would autofocus because my hands were out further. So we have this whole, camera going back and forth kind of thing. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that was really getting on my nerves where it was kind of going back, forth, back and forth, back. And I was like, why is it doing that? And one of the things with it is that there was no option to turn it off. So it really was disappointing.
Like they should have options to say turn off autofocus. I mean, that would have fixed everything. And then we would still have our Vloggy.
Right.
But, so Jay was sad. He had sad faces.
Yeah, I did really have a sad face because I really, really liked it. And.
What video did you do with it?
We did, Sammy's, but we didn't upload it, but I'm actually going to upload it. I'll probably upload it after the show or something. I just want so that you can see it, see what it did.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like back and forth. And it was weird.
It was like somebody was just playing with the wide.
No, it wasn't Sammy's video. It was our Jane hats we did.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put it up and just let you all see it, but it was disappointing. It was really disappointing. I was like, what the crap?
So we had your second choice.
And we got the Kodak Playful. The Kodak Playful has been great. It doesn't do it does do 1080p, but it doesn't do it at, I don't think it does it at 30 frames per second. I think it does it more at I think it does it less than that. But, our videos didn't look that great in 1080p. you'll notice that the first two that we did, Alachia, and anyone else that may have watched our videos, the first two we did were in 1080p. And then after that, you probably saw the 720 max, and it looked a lot better for us. And we liked that one. The one hang up with the Kodak Playful is that the viewfinder is like 1.5 inches.
It's tiny.
It's really tiny.
And I think I like them a little bigger than that. Just right. Saying.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. That was like right over the plate for you last year. Just, oh, just for you.
We're 20 minutes in. I'm disappointed. And then, so, I mean, what were your thoughts? What were your thoughts about the Sony Bloggy and the Kodak Playful, babe?
The Bloggy was pretty. Like, they make pretty products, and I like it. And I like pretty, you know. And the viewfinder was a big plus for me.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't deal with the autofocus. Now, if they come out with another one where you can turn autofocus off, yeah, or it's less sensitive, I'm definitely gonna get it.
Right.
The Playful isn't bad. It takes 5 megapixel pictures, which is horrible. But I like the Kodak Playful. I mean, it's tiny. It's about the size of those voice recorders that were out, like in the '90s or whatever.
And
you can edit your video right on the Playful. You can trim and, you can do different, effects.
Right.
So it's not bad.
So you can actually do that. You can actually, I think you can edit on the fly on the vlog, on the body as bloggy as well.
The body
as well. And
oh yeah,
you edit on the body.
Ooh, lay down, baby.
This is gonna be a sexy edition of the Valentine's podcast.
It already is. From Louisville, Kentucky, it turned sexy already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the vloggy, God dog it, the bloggy. The Sony one, you can do the edit on the fly. And with the viewfinder, there was one other thing. Oh, you could do while you were videotaping, you could take stills while you were videotaping. That was so cool. Like, so if you're videotaping, you're like, oh man, I want a picture of that too. And you click you snap a picture and it still records and it takes a screenshot or it takes a 12 megapixel picture. And it just copies it straight down to the drive while it's recording. That was so, oh, so amazing. So I searched high and low on Google and everywhere else to see if there was a way to turn it off or if we were doing something wrong. So, So you've seen our vlogs a lot, Gia, and everything that we put up so far. I mean, what do you think about the Kodak Playful so far?
So far, I've been very impressed. Okay. I mean, that's the really cool thing about these point and shoots. They turn out to be very great for vlogging. And I've always been surprised at that. So sometimes I'm like watching this, you know, these videos on YouTube and I'm like, ah, that's an amazing, you know, quality video. Normally it has to do with a lot with lighting too, but still. And then they go back and they show what they're using and it's like this little point and shoot camera and you're like, what? Right. No way. Cause you think it's like one of those HD handy cams, but it's not.
Right.
So, I thought it was really good. I mean, I was really surprised. I thought you guys were just going to throw something up from the webcam or something, but then I was just like, wow.
Jay's a perfectionist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to say, you know, thanks to Strumpet and also you, I mean, because you have to out, you know, by way of you, letting us know about the lights, because I'm not a huge photo person or anything like that. And so knowing about getting some white lights to help us out when we are doing the vlog so that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to make a big difference.
Oh, yeah. So because Strumpet says she wants to see that look, you know, when I give her that look on the camera. So, you know, so we'll get rid of the little yellow tones and bring in some white light and we'll be great. And so on Saturday.
Oh, goodness.
So last week I talked about the Chromebook and how much I really, 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 really like the Chromebook. And I happened to go on Craigslist, do a little search on Chromebooks to see if anybody was selling one. Lo and behold, someone was selling an unopened box of the CR48, which was the prototype that Google put out for the Chrome. And it was for a great deal. And with that comes 2 years of Verizon 3G. You know, so you get like 100 megabytes free every month. But I had to jump on that. So the Valentine's actually on a CR48 Chromebook now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was that. I think that was that and the camera were both my favorite purchases this past weekend.
Yeah,
and,
but I still like the Samsung better than the one that you got.
Yeah, yeah, I totally do like the Samsung better. It's not as snappy as far as speed, you know, responsiveness is a little bit less on this one, but for the price that we got it and didn't have it, and then also having a 3G with those options, mm-hmm. I'll take, you know, the second that I could have got back. I mean, it's worth having this. Yeah, and so.
I had to convince him that we did not need to get another one.
Right.
Like, no, Jay, we do not need to. I mean, at least not right now.
Right.
Maybe
right.
One day.
Yeah. We're not right now, you know, so once we have a need for it, I can see us getting a second one. So in your world, Alachia, what's been going on tech wise?
Oh man. Nothing really. There's no budget for tech wiseness yet, but you know, I have been doing though is playing more with what I already have.
Right.
So that's kind of like what really sort of refreshing a lot of things that I had and testing out, especially with blogging, you know, testing out sound quality with different things, using my DSLR, an external mic with my H4N Zoom, an external mic I had from way back when, and then my G10 Canon. And just sort of, I've been doing so many tests, you know, videos of trying to see if, you know, which one works better and for what.
Yeah. Yeah.
but you have like these awesome cameras. And I'm just right. Like, holy crap.
And,
awesome.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that about the cameras and the external mic. Cause that was the other thing that, Strumpet has said. And one of the things that I'm kind of sad about is that the Playful doesn't have a jack for an external mic. And that kind of, you know, with all the things that we kind of went through with getting our sound good. Good here on our podcast, and then hearing the sound quality, you know, from doing the vlog and hearing the echo, and you know, I'm far away from the camera. That was kind of something that, you know, I know is going to happen. You know, we're doing the vlogging now with the camera, with the mic on the camera, but I can see myself going out. I've already started doing research on the Kodak Playtouch, where you can get an external mic and hook up to it. And I'm like, oh, maybe
I don't need that. You don't need that. All you need is a clap test.
Clap test
is basically what it is you use your Kodak Playful like you already have. You shoot your video. As you're starting to shoot your video, you can take any external, non-attached, you know, mic source. It could be your iPhone. It could be your, you know, whatever you have to record. You could do it, you know, with the setups that you have. And so basically you start recording, right? When you start recording, you go clap test one, you clap your hands, clap test two, clap your hands, clap test three. Now, both the Kodak Playful will be running and both your external recording device will be running. All you have to do after that is sync them up in Windows Live Movie Maker, whatever you have right there. So you drag the WAV file or whatever the audio file is in there as well. And then you just line them up so that whenever you say clap and, you know, you hear the clap in the audio, you show it up in video. And that's, you don't even need an external mic.
Say what?
Say what?
Oh, man.
Oh, so, all right. So, look, we have to do other things. You can't just sit there and do that the whole time. I know you're excited.
No. What she's saying is we record.
Yeah.
So, we have our iPhone and turn on the voice recorder.
Right.
And then we start the camera and we just have the voice recorder like sitting on our lap that's catching what we're saying. And when we go into Movie Maker, we do the clap test and we sync that up like you're saying. And then we export that into a movie and then we can go back and then add the music or whatever, which I'm not going to use music anymore because I want Elijah to be able to see some of the stuff when she gets to Germany, which I found out that Juicy for some odd reason won't. There's some dispute going on in Germany. And it was
Germans
like,
just love that song Juicy. So you know, that's it. No,
you know, some kind of dispute or something.
German is suing YouTube right now for copyright infringements and all sorts of things. So right now, while it's in court and being disputed, a lot of music or a lot of anything that has music in it, it's just automatically blocked in Germany.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's good to know. So basically, like you said, I'll stop adding music because it's fun. You have to admit, but
I do. I like it. Right. I like it a lot. So I end up using a lot of, you know, PodSafe music now more than anything because I want to be able to, I don't want to get, you know, any copyright infringement. And also I don't want to be blocked from any other country.
Right.
But yeah. So when you're doing the clap test, make sure you visually can see yourself clapping because that's what you have to sync when you're syncing up the external audio.
Okay.
And I'll, you know, I'll give you guys a link to this really great website, not website, YouTube video of a guy showing you how to do it with your iPhone.
Okay. That'd be great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Saved us some money. I want to spend some more money. No, I'm playing. So that's a, oh man, thanks.
He's so excited.
I am.
You just gave him a present. How about that?
It was. See, Alachi is the present keeps on giving.
Happy
man.
Birthday.
I don't know. I just want to wrap her up and keep her.
All right. So with that, we're going to head on into a little media.
Media.
Man, that crazy dog barking at
nothing. Yeah, I know.
And I guess I probably do a bad job of always bringing it up, so people probably don't even notice it. But one of the big things in media that just happened today is Netflix sent out an apology letter today. Did you get one?
I'm not on Netflix, but yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, really? Why do I think he was on Netflix? But the CEO put out an apology letter to all of us because he didn't tell us everything that we should have known about, the things that they're doing with the DVD and streaming. And what he said to me this morning, so I woke up this morning and I was going through my email and I got an email from Reed Hastings, the co-founder of Netflix. And he said, "Dear Jerry," see, you didn't know he listened to the podcast, did you, babe? She didn't know that Reed Hastings listened to the podcast.
No, I didn't know. When did he start?
Yeah, he said, "I messed up. I owe you an explanation. It is clear from the feedback over the past 2 months that many members felt we lacked respect and humility in the way we announced the separation of DVD and streaming and the price changes. That was certainly not our intent. And I'm offering my sincere apology. Let me explain what we are doing." And then he goes on and explains what they're doing because they had this plan from the very beginning and they failed to let us know.
Yeah. And so it was one of like, "I'm sorry. Be my friend again."
So kind of basically what they're saying is, and I think Oatmeal, the comic that you linked me, babe.
Yeah.
That he put out today explains it very well.
You should also see the other comic I linked, which you still haven't read.
Yeah,
I gave you hours ago.
But was it as funny as Oatmeal?
Yes, in a way. Well, no. It was very informative.
Oatmeal was really funny. It was like going to your favorite shop to get a sandwich, let's say McDonald's, and you said, "Give me a cheeseburger with an extra cheese." And they say, "We're sorry. No," they say, "well, the price for that cheeseburger is not $1 anymore. It's $2. And you're like, "What?" Well, for the meat and the cheese, you got to pay extra. And pretty much it ended up being that you had to go to one store for the bread and then you had to go to another store for the cheese and the hamburger. So that's kind of what Netflix is doing now. So they have a new, who's the people that are doing their DVD rental now is called Quickster. And so their streaming is Netflix and their DVD and game rental service is going to be called Quickster now. So instead of doing just everything through Netflix, they'll be going through another partner. So how do you feel about that, babe? And how do you feel about that, Renee? I mean, Alachi.
Oh, you know Alachi, babe. Oh, man.
No, I did it on purpose.
Babe and Alachi. Man, that's
you should have seen her face when I did that. Did you see it?
She was like, "This is not that kind of podcast."
Hey, see, who got who that time?
Whatever.
Look, she can't even stop laughing.
Can I continue with how I feel about it?
How you feel about
okay.
it, babe?
It doesn't affect me. Like, it doesn't make me upset. Like, all these fanboys, you know, all upset. It's, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to get the DVD service or because streaming is fine for me right now.
Right.
Now, I've heard they're going to be taking things away from streaming, and if streaming ever becomes not fine, then, you know, I'll just have to deal with that.
Right, right. So I know it doesn't affect you a lot, Gia. I know as far as, you know, because you don't use Netflix, but, I mean, you should stay on top of stuff, too. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
I've been reading about this, and it's actually kind of interesting that they decided to do this because, you know, the information just came out last week about how their sales and their subscriptions pretty much tanked after they made this announcement. And so I'm not surprised that, you know, an apology letter came out, and I think that they had banked on this working, you know, for them, that they could dominate, you know, because they had pretty much blown out, you know, every other DVD and rental service out there, that maybe they thought that they were gods at one point, you know, that people were just going to sort of like bow down to their will. But unfortunately for them, the way that media works online, there, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, and, yeah.
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Go, keep going. Keep going. I'm actively listening.
I'm really not surprised that, you know, a lot of people from the backlash got really upset and they're no longer subscribing because, you know, a lot of them, you know, when you offered a service and then you're told, you know, suck it, because, you know, we need to make X amount for this quarter, basically the quarter's ending this October, and I'm sure they wanted to turn a huge profit. I don't know. This is just my opinion, by the way. But just from what I'm looking at and, you know, looking at the news and seeing how they did lose like a ton of subscribers, and, they're probably backpedaling right now. And I'm not really sure how splitting Quickster and Netflix aids them. I'm not sure, unless they're planning on expanding their streaming services and letting, you know, Quickster go and take care of a very more obsolete media, which, because I think, I'm pretty sure that non-digital media, you know, discs and things like that will become obsolete, and I think they know that. I'm not surprised, but I would hope that they're planning to expand that a little further, their streaming, and not decrease the services, but actually expand their services by providing almost every available movie, not just certain movies that they have right now.
Right. And one of the things that they're adding to this Quickster is you're supposed to be able to get games with it now. You know, you're supposed to be able to get like Wii games, Sony games, PS3, and Xbox games. So, but that's going to be an additional cost on top of that. Kind of like they said, it's an upgrade option, like for Blu-ray.
See, and I think that's messed up.
Right. And the funny part, so listen to this, here's the other part that made me laugh. For the past 5 years, my greatest fear at Netflix has been that we wouldn't make the leap from success in DVDs to success in streaming. Most companies that are great at something, like AOL, dial-up, or Borders bookstores, do not become great at new things people want streaming for us. So I was kind of like, oh,
a subtle dig.
Yeah, a subtle dig at like, hey, look at AOL, you know, and look at Borders. I was like,
you all could go down to, it just takes the right thing, you know?
You know.
Somebody can come over and take over what you do better, and then you'll be in the dirt, but whatever.
Right. I mean, I know for us, I'm pretty sure a lot of people picked up, you know, if they dropped the DVD service, they probably went and got, like what we're going to do. I mean, we start doing Redbox, you know, if we really want a DVD, we just go get it from Redbox, or, you know, we rent it from iTunes or over to Roku.
Yeah, Amazon and iTunes rentals are doing well. So, and I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure Google's probably going to have something out soon too.
Right. Definitely. So that was a little bit about Quickster on that. And then also, this past week, we watched the movie, our last DVD from Netflix.
Our very last Netflix DVD.
We watched 127 Hours.
Have you ever seen that a lot, Gia?
Is that the one where the guy cuts his hand off?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's too claustrophobic a movie for me. One dude, that whole time.
Yeah, you know what? That is kind of, I can see that.
It's very claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a really good movie, actually.
I thought it was good.
So,
and the guy that actually did that, he said it was as close to a documentary as you can get without being one.
Right.
Like, he said that they were very accurate in his thoughts and his actions. So, it was pretty good. And I told Jay that I couldn't do that. Like, I don't think I could cut my arm off.
Right.
I mean,
well, he was delirious. He was basically almost mentally, like, out of it.
Yeah, but still, I don't think I could do that.
You're not going to be of sound mind when you do something like that.
It's like, I think I end up dead.
But I told Renee, I don't know. I don't, when you get delirious and you get, and your body gets in that situation, your body does, I really feel like your body does things that it normally couldn't do. Like stories of people lifting cars off of family members and all of this other stuff. I mean, yeah, he was delirious too, because when he was cutting that nerve, oh my goodness, that was.
I can imagine cutting my nerve. Like, and he did all this with a dull knife. So, like, it's crazy.
So, like you said, he was pretty delirious. So, so I don't know. I mean, mentally, I could not have done it, but I think, you know, I've been thinking about, I want to go back to, you know, my family, stuff like that in the back of my mind, and, you know, get delirious. I probably would have ate my arm off or something. Not gross. So,
and then because we got the Jane hats, Jay got in a Firefly mood.
Yeah, so we watched two episodes from Firefly, and now have you watched Firefly before, Alachia?
Yes.
Okay, so it was somebody we asked, and they haven't seen Firefly.
I watched it back when nobody knew about it.
Okay,
when it first came out, and they were like, "Oh, what is this?" You know, and then like, "Oh, watch the first episode." And after that, I was hooked.
Right,
and then they canceled it, so I was like, "Damn it!"
I know, and so we watched the Jane episode, the Hero of Canton, when he went back to the Mudders and all the other stuff, and then we watched the one where he actually got the hat, the one that never aired, you know, on air. So
I love that episode.
Yes.
That episode, yeah. They have this part where River and Kaylee were running around playing, but they were trying to eat this ball of something.
Yes.
I love that scene.
Yes.
Oh, it's such a good scene. It's such a good scene.
It's so weird. It's like, what is that? But I want to eat it.
And Kaylee and Wash, they actually did the commentary for that episode. So it was really, really good.
And so that was like their last episode that they recorded. And they were talking about, yeah, everybody was, you know, they wasted so much film on that because they were just, you know, screwing around. And everybody was laughing, and then they were talking about, like, when they did that, when they opened up the crate and there was a dead guy in the thing, and they kind of did a camera when they were listening to, the guys, recording. They were doing a camera to each crew member, and then after it passed Nathan would walk with the camera. He would look at everybody's face, and he was messing with everybody, and it was just,
that sounds like something he would do.
Just hilarious. You know, just listening to them, and they were talking about, like, because, like, for the first part, Kaylee wasn't in there anywhere. So, Wash and Kaylee, you know, they were, you know, in their rooms, you know, planning parties for the farewell party, you know. We don't work for Fox anymore. So, we watched Firefly. That was one of my gifts that I bought myself for my birthday. It was the Blu-ray. A Firefly, and I'm still waiting on Oh Brother Where Art Thou to come out for Blu-ray so I can get that one. And we filled out we use an application called SideReel that kind of helps us keep track of the shows that we watch and stuff like that. And we've been filling that out because new shows start today. Well, they actually, some of them started last week, but
yeah. And
go ahead.
I just was never really into the new shows that came on TV. So I decided to try it this year, and I like SideReel because you track shows, and after you track the shows, you have a personal calendar that shows you when shows are coming on, which, I mean, the calendar is good. I mean, I don't necessarily need it because I have my DVR, but we'll see. I was never really one to get into the latest shows that are coming on because half of them get canceled anyway.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to be with the masses and I'm going to try it out. So I'm part of the masses this year.
Yep. So we'll talk a little bit about the new shows that we'll be watching and everything. So, well, and then also we started watching the, America's Next Top Model. And yes, I'm bringing it up.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Right. So, what they call them?
What? The All Stars?
Yeah. I mean, no, what they call each season. They each call it
session?
No, well,
the call season. The call seasons.
No.
Really? I know what he's talking about.
I'm talking about when Tyra Banks is talking about him. This is from
Cycle.
Yes.
I call him Cycle.
Yeah, it's from Cycle 12 and Cycle 13. You know, but this is the All-Star Cycle. This is like people from the previous shows that everybody loved or hated, and Tyra brought them back. And so I think Tyra, she's good for always trying to keep the drama in the show to keep you to watching.
Yeah. She tries to keep the drama going. So, America's Next Top Model, one of my guilty pleasures. I watch it all the time.
Right.
I am not ashamed. Don't judge me.
I'm not either. So, doggone, you can't take my man card.
Nope. The man card is intact.
Yep, it is. Very much so. And we also started watching, The Secret Circle. We watched the pilot of that. And it's funny because it's a CW show.
Yeah, and, I could tell it's for the younger children. I think it's like Twilight, yeah, but with witches and warlocks.
Think Twilight, but witches.
So, and I don't like Twilight. So I'm going to give it a couple more shows. And if I still don't like it, but see, what keeps me going is that it has the star from Life Unexpected, the girl.
Which
was also on CW. So I like her. So that might keep me going for a few more shows. So it has that going for it.
Yeah. Plus, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah, but what the secret is that...
Are you gonna spoil? Yes, because it's a pilot, and it's everybody knows that she is already, because it kind of showed it already.
Yeah, okay, it's about witches and everything. So basically, the chick, the main girl, which is the girl from Life Unexpected, she didn't know she was a witch. Her mom had hid it from her. So something happens. She ends up having to go back to her mom's hometown and comes to find out that she's a witch. And, it's very interesting. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about it after the show, because there are some spoilers even within that. But it was kind of interesting. I mean, I think after a big event in the first 10 to 15 minutes, I kind of had it figured out already. It was,
yeah, so, it's not really deep, but it may be one of those things that I can just zone out and watch.
Right. So, except the only thing with the Twilight thing is that, you know, when we compare it to Twilight, the main character is actually a vampire, or is actually a witch. So. Okay. and we watched another CW show called Ringer. And I'm just going to throw this out there before you even explain it. And one of the main characters in Ringer is another person from the Life Unexpected. It's the girl's dad. And so I'm starting to wonder, do these people like sign a contract with CW and say, you know, you get 4 years of my life and I'll be on any show.
Any show you want.
That you tell me to be on.
I will be your slave.
And it was it's really weird. And I don't know. But.
And Ringer also stars another CW person, Sarah Michelle Gellar, from the famous Buffy show, the most famous show that the CW's ever had. Is it a spoiler to say what happens in a pilot? I don't know.
Go ahead and talk a little bit, and I'll read the description. How about that?
Okay. So, while he's getting the description ready, it was a pretty good show. It's a more adult show. It's not a younger show, which is good. Sometimes the CW can have angsty teenage shows, and I get really tired of that sometimes. It's a bit much. So what does the description say, Jay?
All right. So here's a series synopsis. I can read that, right?
Yes.
So twin sister Bridget and Sophon. Is that how it said?
Siobhan.
All right. Siobhan. So twin sisters Bridget and Siobhan have been.
Okay.
So they're twin sisters, and she playing both of them. That was weird at one point. Have been at odds for the last 6 years and find that their lives are both unraveling at the same rate. Bridget, a recovering alcoholic and ex-stripper.
Woohoo.
Is on the run from the mob after witnessing a murder. She flees to her twin sister, Siobhan's home. The sisters seem to be repairing their broken relationship until Siobhan mysteriously disappears overboard during a boat trip the sisters take together. Bridget soon discovers her sister's seemingly perfect life is full of secrets after she is attacked in Siobhan's future apartment.
Ooh. That's basically the whole show. But, so, I mean, I think this is going to be a little better, you know. I like to watch a little TV while I play games and while I read books and while I browse the net.
Right.
Multitasker.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Here we go with The Secret Circle. The Secret Circle is a young adult fantasy romance series. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that sounds like I want to take that off my
hold on.
Right now.
Is this TV? Oh, okay. No, this. Oh, so this is based off of a book series.
Oh, I think I want to take it off. I'm not.
So set in the fictional town of Chance Harbor, Washington, the series follows a California teenager who learns that she comes from a family of witches. Cassie, the main character, lost her mother in what she believes is an accident, leaving her an orphan. And she was also an orphan in Life Unexpected. Okay, that's not typecasting at all. She quickly finds friends at her new school and finds out the secret of her family's history and the history of all the town's witches. And then she finds an old paper book which has another secret in it. Her mother's death might not have been an accident at all.
Ooh.
Now, I added the at all for the ooh factor. Whoever wrote this secret, whoever wrote this Wikipedia did a horrible job. I would have said at all at the end.
So, I'll probably end. All right. I'm going to give The Secret Circle two more shows. They got two more shows to wow me. If they don't wow me, they're going away. Axe.
Anyway. If we're going to keep days, we can just take Secret Circle off. So the other thing I did with TV was I actually bought the Blu-ray versions of the, of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 4, 5, and 6.
It is true.
I didn't get the, first three because they never existed. But I did watch, episode 4.
That's how he did there. He's like, they never existed to me.
That's right.
So I watched New Hope and I will say it looks amazing. It looks really amazing. And I'm not one of those guys that got all upset about the changes that George did. Except after Renee explained to me a little bit about the, Han shot first deal. Because I didn't know. Because when I watched Star Wars, all of them, I was still a kid. I really haven't watched Star Wars as an adult. And I never knew that Han just shot Greedo. Yeah, I thought they both shot, but now that I know that Greedo didn't shoot either, I think it would have been kind of cool if Han did still on the shoot. So
right.
It's all good though, but I'm excited about that. So that was another good purchase that I had that I'm excited about.
Yeah. So. And I was going to watch it and I totally fell asleep while we were watching it. So that means I have to watch it again.
And I have to say, man, I'm just going to say it right here. The Skywalker boys are a bunch of little bitches. They some whiny bitches.
They are whiny.
I
want to be a Jedi.
Yeah, I have.
Obi-Wan's holding me down.
I had totally forgot how whiny they were, and I was really?
But Uncle Owen, I don't want to go take care of the droids.
Right. We still have you a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was weird.
Yeah.
My video just gone. I don't know why.
Yeah. Hard yet? Okay. Odd.
All right.
Your video's gone too.
Yeah. Yours is too.
Here we go. Bam. Yeah, we had a little. We're all watching everyone's beautiful, beautiful face.
I know. So. They were like, we can't take that much beautiful.
I know. That's sad. Okay. All right. So we'll move on. You waiting on me to talk for you?
No. I don't need you to talk for me. I'm an independent woman. Forget you.
Go, baby, anyway, go.
I am going. So I played a little bit of Torchlight. I bought Torchlight when it was out a long time ago, and I hadn't picked it, and I stopped. I think I'm getting close to the end. I'm not sure. I played it for a bit, because I want to finish it before the second one comes out. So, and I was happy to learn that my character is still there where I left her.
Yeah, I was sad because I played for a little bit and I had to start over. So I think I may have wiped my save files out, which, it's okay.
Yeah. But other than that, no other games.
I know.
Not a one, not wow. We raided on Tuesday, but that's something we always do.
Did we raid on Tuesday? No, we didn't.
Because it was canceled.
It was canceled.
Oh, so we didn't even play New WoW this week.
Yeah, we just played like, I think we just did one dungeon. That was it. I did one dungeon.
Yeah, and it was a good break. I mean, I don't have to play games every week. I have so much other media to do.
Right.
Speaking of other media, something totally different. Spider-Man number one.
I know. I was totally gonna read this before, Ultimate Spider-Man. You have to say
Ultimate Spider-Man number one. Sorry, fanboys.
Yeah. So,
Ultimate Spider-Man number one.
Right. So you read this.
And, I did read it.
And I was gonna read it before because I wanted to talk with you about one of the letters. But yeah.
So I read it and I thought it was good. A lot of people won't like it, but I thought it was good. But if anybody reads it, just make sure to read the emails that are in the back of the comic, because they actually list them, the good and the bad, which, you know, I can appreciate that they list the bad ones.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon from them. Every now and then they'll post some letter for that somebody nerd raged on them. And you know, it's all just to, you know, to get people on their side sometimes, which is fine, but from... From what you were telling me, some people were pretty upset about the changes they did for Ultimate Spider-Man.
Very upset. Very upset. Are you into comics a lot, Gia, or is that not something?
Is that what we're talking about? I couldn't figure it out.
Sorry. Spider-Man number one.
No, and that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't get comics. So I was going to ask you guys. I was going to ask anybody, actually, what is it about comics that you like?
It's for like me, it's the superhero stories, but right. It's not just superhero stories. It's, you can create a world, a visual world. The art is beautiful in some of these comics. It's just gorgeous. And you can take it on, take it so many ways, so many arcs. And it's just a good story. You know, it's like watching a TV show and it's like reading a mini book. And I love comics. I didn't get into comics till I was 20 years old, really late in the game.
Right.
But I fell in love with them. And I can't get enough. I can't get enough because they're pretty costly. They're $3 and $4 a piece.
Right.
So.
And for me, when I started reading comics, some of my favorite comic book character, heroes were people like Punisher and, Shadowhawk, like guys that had like, you know, something happened to them. Like they lost a loved one and they're out to get vengeance on, you know, the people that, you know, which is probably like every other comic book character, but
everybody's out to get vengeance.
Right. But I mean, the appealing story there and the whole, you know, cliffhangers at the end of a comic book and you're waiting. Like if you're caught up, you kind of like, you get it that week and you read it and you're like, oh my God, I have to wait 2 more weeks or I have to wait another month to figure out how, you know, Spider-Man gets out of, you know, Dr. Doom's mansion or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like a saga. Do you remember those old radio shows that they used to have back in the 30s and 40s and 50s? That
radio plays.
Yes, those. Comic books are like that. You have to hold on until the next week to see what happens. And they leave you in a cliffhanger. And it's just, I don't know. I really love it. And some of the art, like, look at a horrible book with art, and that'll turn you off of it, and they know this, so they employ the best artists, try to get really good writers. I don't know, it's funny, I love to read, but I don't like my comics to be wordy, you know. I want more beautiful pictures.
Yes.
So I like the ones that have less words in them, which sounds funny,
right?
But anybody who is hesitant, check out at least the first one, Spider-Man number one,
Ultimate Spider-Man.
You know what? I'm going to write this in the show notes. So
yeah, I'm just saying. You know, well, I'm not.
I see how it is.
I know what you're saying. And,
I know.
And everybody else does. But you know, somebody.
Somebody will be like, it's not Spider-Man. It's Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man is the real one. That is the Peter Parker. That's the Peter Parker.
There's a lot of fanboyism.
Not this Miles Morales guy.
Miles Morales. Which is cool because he's Hispanic. You know, and it's like, it's awesome to have a Hispanic character
Spider-Man. He's half Hispanic, half black.
Yeah, because they wanted to cover two bases with one.
Wait, what? So you consider him Hispanic even though he's half black?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
He's half.
Why wouldn't he be black?
He's both.
He's both.
Yeah.
And then why wouldn't you say he was black?
I don't know why Renee didn't say that.
Well, I don't know.
I would have said it.
Well,
but that's just me though.
Well, is he? Yeah, he is mixed. Like for like, I think because I keep thinking of his last name, which is Hispanic, and
right,
that probably sticks in my mind more.
So yeah, that is true. Mixed. That is true.
I don't think you can refer to them as one.
Or maybe the other?
You can. Well, yeah, you can because Obama is considered black, even though he's half black. Right. Right.
I think. Okay. Yeah. I think it depends on how they want to be
right
portrayed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember when Tiger Woods was saying he was cobbler Asian? Do
yeah,
you remember
he,
that?
Like, he made up his own word.
He said it on Oprah because he's Caucasian, he's black, and he's also Asian. So he said, I like to think of myself as cobbler Asian. And we were like, okay. But, and then some people, when they think, if they go with the, I'm trying to think I can't remember what the actual rule was, but it's like, if you had a certain percentage of black in you, you were black. You know, that was a rule back in, I think it's Jim Crow days. I can't think of the actual definition right off my mind.
And I'll tell you another reason why I referred to him as Hispanic, because a lot of things in the book had a lot of Hispanic culture in it. And so I mean that they might show the other part of his culture later on, but I think that's just what I was thinking of when I said that. But you are absolutely right. He is both. And if he ever refers to himself as one or the other, which he probably won't, you can't really say he's one or the other.
Right. That is true.
So that was Ultimate Spider-Man number one. And I'm also reading, a book, The Girl That Played with Fire. Have you ever read this, Alachia?
No.
Have you ever heard of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yes.
Okay. This is the second book in that series.
Yeah, I've read all about the series.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm reading that and I think it's better than the first one. And because the first one started off kind of slow, but I really like it. So I'm excited about it. So
yeah, the movie's coming out, or the American version is coming out.
Yeah. Cause
this December.
Yeah. So I haven't even seen the first book yet. That's on my list.
You haven't seen the first movie?
Seen the first book. Right.
So
seen the first movie.
They had the first three movies out, but aren't they Swedish?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're Swedish. Yeah. And then the American version is coming out.
I'm afraid to watch the movies.
Why are you afraid to watch the movies?
I think you'll be like, that wasn't in the book.
No, I'm not going to do that. Shut up. I'm not that anal. I mean, I'm a little anal, but right. I'm not that anal.
No, you're not. And then also today was an announcement for, and I've been waiting for this since the game came out. DC Universe Online is going free to play.
Woohoo!
So they're going to be doing, three tiers. Basically, if you ever bought the game from a retailer, you'll be on, premium account, which, you know, is not the subscription account, which is called Legendary. And then there's a free account, which is called free. Free, Premier, and Legendary. So there are different levels to what you can get for each one of them. Just check it out on their website.
Yep. And now.
What?
It's time.
What?
It's time.
The fridge is not prepared.
And not only is it time for food, but I move the try this to the very top, which I don't usually do.
Yeah, I think she's trying to rub it in your face a lot.
I'm not trying to rub it in anybody's face.
I'm so glad the video's not working.
Yeah, because, I was so going to tease you with it. I really was.
See? You see who the mean one is now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to tease you. I'm not going to lie. I was going to be like, look what we have. But for the try this, we have cookies and cream fudge brownies. I am going to get that ready, and Alachia and Jay will entertain you. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, while we're waiting
on... This ain't right.
I know.
I'm on strike. I'm going to talk for this segment in protest.
You can't be silent. You must not be silent.
This is wrong. I will not stand for this.
So this is the time that we get to talk about all the goodness while Renee's gone and she misses like this whole conversation. So, it's really funny because when she made this dessert twice, actually. The first time she accidentally added water to the brownie mix and she wasn't supposed to, and so it didn't finish all the way through. So she had to go out and get some more brownie mix and some more Oreos to make this recipe. So she blamed herself for it, but I told her it was the person that wrote the recipe. They should have put that at the very beginning. Like, before you make this recipe, you cannot, do not add water. So that was one of the, funny parts about this recipe.
Oh, she's pretty dedicated. Go out. I would have been like, F this.
You know, at first I was like, you know what? Just screw it. You know, but I know how she can be sometimes, and she would be like, oh, I messed it up, and she'd be blaming herself. And I was like, hey, it's totally up to you. If you want to go get it and make it, I mean, it wasn't long for her to, you know, whip it together and put it in, but it just still the whole fact of having to go back out to Walmart and pick up, you know, just the hot fudge and the, what was it called? The brownie mix. So, she's still getting that together and everything. It's longer than normal. I wonder if she's heating it up or something.
Oh, no, man. Don't say that. Nice, warm cream fudge brownie cookie. Oh, is she going to put ice cream on top of it, or is it just going to be the brownie?
That's a good question. It's probably just going to be the brownie, because you know the ice cream went into the mix. So it's like a...
Oh, okay.
It was 3/4.
So it's probably cold then. She's probably not going to warm it up if it has ice cream in it.
No. You use the ice cream. That's why you don't use the water. You use the ice cream for like the water to mix it all together. And, we got video back too. And,
it's not right.
So.
All right. Hold it up. Let me look. Let me see it. Oh, that looks so good. Oh, it has the perfect brown crust on the top.
Oh, look at that.
Juicy, moist, really, really deep chocolate brown, almost a black in the center.
Oh,
that's incredible.
And what's that right there? You see that? That's the Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't hold together very well. I think it's because the Oreo kind of split in the middle.
You can turn your video on too, babe.
Oh. Is my video on? Oh, I got to turn it on.
Silence as you eat it.
I know. And I'm actually going to talk while she takes the first bite.
Yep.
Wow. This is, and I'm a huge brownie person. I love brownies.
She just stuffed it right in her mouth. she was not shy about it. I think that like half that thing went in. Yeah.
Look at that. Oh my goodness.
That's not right.
So I actually recorded some.
Really, really good. It's better. The edges are harder, but I cut Jay a piece from the middle. So I bet that's pretty good. And I don't think he can even talk right now because he has it look like that is so good. I think he's going to want that like over and over, but we can't have it over and over because we're trying to eat a little healthier. And, it's really easy to make though. So,
I'm about to cry. I'm about to cry.
Is it that good? You're about to cry?
I'm about to cry. Oh, my goodness.
Do you like it?
Oh, God. That is like one of the best brownies I ever had in my life.
So, we break all the rules here. We eat while we podcast.
Well, I'm not because I won't talk at all. I just can't. I mean, I like you.
They have Oreos in Germany, right?
No, I know, but I don't think she needs to wait till she goes to Germany. Alachia.
You like chocolate, right, Alachia?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like Oreos?
I do.
Alachia. Alachia, you listening?
I'm listening.
I want you to make one of these, and I want you to do a vlog. I'm tagging you.
I'm
gonna
one up you guys. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make my Oreo pizza.
Shut up.
Make my Oreo pizza, and I'm gonna eat it in front of you. And I'm gonna tell you how good it is. I'm gonna come my pants.
That sounds really good.
Oh,
how do you make
God.
Oreo pizza?
Oh, she's not gonna tell us. She gonna make it. She gonna make us wait. That's what it is. She ain't gonna tell us.
She gonna tell
That's
us
right.
Until
she's just gonna
when you see it. Yeah,
you gonna be.
You
like,
think about this moment. You think about this moment and you savor it.
So I guess it turned out okay. The edges are a little hard. Do you like hard edges? I can't remember, Jay. You don't like hard edges.
I prefer the center, but
yeah,
but with this, but I will eat the edges of this.
And you will love the edges.
And I will love the edges of this. I mean,
even
I'm
if they're a little harder, you're still.
So I'm sitting here, and a lot of you probably didn't see. Here's my hands over the plate. I'm sitting here talking, and this is how my hands been for the past 5 minutes. It's just both my hands are just hovering over this plate. Like I want to grab you. I just want to touch you. And I just want to put you in my mouth.
Okay, that's what she said, and we're not even gonna go there.
All right,
on to the next.
Okay.
We're going to talk about something less appetizing, I think.
So, a couple of coworkers at work, wow. That was just amazing. I won't even drink milk because I want to keep tasting it. That's just bad. But anyway, so a couple of coworkers at work, they have started, juicing. So there's this.
Not the steroids.
Yeah, not. That is true. I never thought about that. So they started juicing as far as like getting vegetables and juicing them. They saw a podcast, but a documentary called, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead or something like that, that everybody's craving about right now. And apparently the guy was juicing and lost a lot of weight. So they started doing this juicing thing where they went 15 days just having 4 glasses of juice as their meals each day. So the recipe was like 6 stalks of kale leaves, 1 cucumber, 3 apples, a lemon, and some other stuff. And so basically I did 3 glasses worth of these, but I didn't do them as my meals. Except for the breakfast. I did one for breakfast. And then today I had one with a boiled egg. And then I had one like as a snack in between. So it's interesting. It's really green. Renee doesn't like green drinks.
It is so gross.
And when she saw me when I put the kale leaves in there and the parsley. And it was coming out this real dark green. If you could see her face when that was happening, and Elijah would probably say, I wish we could have saw your face, Jay, because I was doing the vlog.
Yep.
I thought she was going to throw up because she was like, oh my gosh, because it was just coming out this deep green.
Now, I like green things. Don't say I don't like green things.
No, I said green drinks.
Okay.
I said green drinks.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, actually, and my thoughts about the juice is I've been huge on juice. I mean, I love tomato juice. I love vegetable juice. I love V8. I mean, I love all of that. So it was really good. I wasn't disappointed, but it's something. I mean, the cleaning of the juicer wasn't that bad for me. It was just more tedious that it had to be done. It wasn't like, oh, I can just spray it all out. You know, it was just, you know, you want to take the time and clean that because you want to make sure you get all the bits and pieces out. So luckily enough, Mr. and Mrs. Crocker had a juicer that I could borrow because they are expensive. So thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Crocker, for allowing me to.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. He still calls them Mr. and Mrs. Crocker.
I like it because when I call your mom Miss Crocker, she calls me Mr. J.
Yeah, my mom calls Jay Mr. J. It's awesome.
She does. And I don't like calling your dad Arnold. I don't know why. It just sounds funny.
I asked him if I could call him Arnold. He gave me a look like, you better not.
And I did it one time, and I was like, ew, I don't like the way that sounds. And so.
Mr. and Mrs. Crocker make you sound like you're like this teenage boy just trying to date me.
I am the teenage boy.
Ooh.
But I'm married to you.
Wait, isn't that illegal?
I don't know.
So, Jay's juice. It's mean, it's green, and it's gross.
Yep, just like me.
Oh, except the green part.
Yeah, that is
and,
true.
And the gross part.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just mean.
Yeah, you're just mean.
All right. And talk about the great meal you made on Friday night.
I did. I wanted to cook something. So I looked in my list of things to cook, which is extensively long. And I decided on lemon pepper linguine with shrimp. Mm. I looked at the recipe. It wasn't that hard. I was like, I'm going to try it because I love shrimp. I love lemon, I love pepper, I love linguine. So it was really easy. You just cook the linguine and then you brown the garlic and you add lemon zest, lemon juice, a few other things, and you brown that up, and that's the sauce, and then you add the shrimp and you add butter and oh, there's basil and parsley in there. And once the shrimp are done, you mix in the linguine. It's not a thick sauce at all. It's more like the sauce that just coats the pasta.
Right.
But I love that. And, Jay usually likes thicker sauce, but then he said he would love, like, he loves this.
Right.
And it was really peppery, which was really good because it was supposed to be. I would probably add a little bit more lemon because it didn't have the really sourness that I was looking for with the lemon, but it was really good. And so I made that, and Jay had his everything bread, which I don't understand his love of everything.
It's good.
Do you like everything bagels, Alachia?
I have no idea what that is.
They have garlic and onions, and it's on a bagel. And the onions are caramelized and chopped up. It's like and poppy seeds. I don't know why it's called an everything bagel because it only has like three or four things, but it's, and then they put this stuff on a loaf of Italian bread. So right. Jay has everything bread, which is not my cup of tea.
Right. It was good.
It's a little messy.
It's a little messy, but I like it and I enjoy it.
That's funny.
I saw this meal on Flickr and it looked good.
It was so good. Like you should.
So
like,
good.
It's super easy to make. You'd be so shocked, and it looks good at the end. You know, it's one of those meals that looks good for company.
Right. So. And we had leftovers of it on Sunday, and the sauce is marinated into the noodles and the shrimp. Oh my goodness.
Next time you should have Jay record you so that you can show me how to do it. I'm much more of a visual recipe follower than I am a, you know, by the book. In fact, most recipe books, if they don't have a picture of like all the things, like the recipes, the ingredients and the way it's chopped and the way it's folded into something, I can't follow it. I don't really like get it.
All right. That was one of the things that we did with the brownies that she made. I actually recorded it and she took pictures in between. And yep. So I'm just trying to figure out, I'll probably going to talk to you a little bit after the show, Alachia, because, you know, I need some video direction, you know, how often do I stay on the food and how do I stay with her? You know, cause I'm usually at the side of her. I'm not at an island where I'm across and it's not Rachel Ray, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do that. So I did do that with the brownie, and there was one point where I just kept I was looking at her and I still had a camera over the brownie.
Yeah, like,
and I was in there like,
it was just Oreos in a pan. And he was like, just zoomed in the Oreos in the pan. It was just like, okay.
So yeah, I need to be aware. I think that's the one thing about that video camera is with it being so small, it's so light, you don't realize it. So I'm not sitting there like holding something to my face. You know, I'm just kind of just holding like a, you know, a recorder. That happens to be video. It's yeah. Just really, really weird.
And then it was so funny. So on the brownies, I messed up the first time because I didn't read the directions completely.
Yeah, it was their fault. I already explained to them how.
Oh, it was their fault? Okay, yep. Thanks. So then I had to go back to the store to get more brownie mix, et cetera, et cetera. And Jay said, hey, pick me up a little thing of silk, that soy milk.
And the reason I asked for this is, you know, I was really thinking about Renee because these brownies look really good and they would make me want to drink a lot of milk, and I'm a little lactose intolerant.
It's a tiny bit lactose intolerant.
I'm a tiny bit lactose intolerant.
For those of you all know what happens when people are lactose intolerant, it's not pretty.
No. You know, so I asked her to get me some silk.
oh my gosh. I can see why people say they like it in cereal, but they don't like to drink it by itself.
That's funny because you know what it just sounded like you said?
What?
You said, I can see why people like it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like you said, I see white people like it.
I see white people
that's
like
what,
it.
That's what I heard.
I don't know about black people.
I see
black
white people like it. I was like, what?
See it. Wow. I see why people like it.
Yeah.
I need to learn to enunciate my words.
Yeah, it was really funny. I was like, oh man, I think people probably be like, yeah, white people like it. No, that's not what
I
we're
see
saying
why
here.
People like
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
In their cereal. Like, cause do you know how milk has like a sweet taste? And I don't know if you really drink milk a lot. You, I don't think you're a milk person.
I drink low fat milk or no fat.
Yeah. We drink skim milk.
Yeah. We drink skim milk.
I can't stand whole milk. It's really milky. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very thick.
Very thick and milky.
But I used to drink it when I was a kid, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Really? I drank 2% growing up, but now I'm strictly skim. So milk has that, you know, it has a slight sweet taste to it. And silk is no sweet taste.
No.
It doesn't taste anything like milk. And I mean, but I can see people.
Half and half. That's what it tastes like. You know, I'm sitting there thinking about
it. Do you think it tastes like half and half?
Half is sweet.
I've never tasted half and half by itself.
Okay, well, okay. Think of this.
Yeah, because half and half has cream in it.
Take your creamer, your powdered creamer, put that in the cup, take some hot water, pour that in the cup.
So it tastes like malt.
Mix it up.
A little bit, yeah.
So it's kind of like that, yeah.
So I won't be drinking it by itself.
I'll probably drink it. I'm gonna try it with the brownie, even though I took a sip of the milk, but I'm gonna try it with the brownie to see how I like it.
Gross.
I heard almond milk is supposed to be good for you.
Oh, almond milk, that sounds so good.
Actually,
it sounds so good.
Actually, Silk had almond milk. I didn't get that because you just said Silk. You didn't say Silk almond milk.
Oh, I didn't know there was almond milk. I just said it sounded good.
Oh, yeah, Silk has almond milk.
Mmm. So there's no lactose in that?
No dairy, no. There's no.
I love you, babe, because you know how I get. There's no lactose in that.
No lactose.
Can I have some milk with no lactose, please? And like your sister said.
Oh yeah, Elijah.
Go ahead.
I gotta tell you this story. So it's really, really short. We were sitting at a dinner table. This was a few years back, and my sister said that they went out to a Mexican restaurant. And, the place had like, they had queso with like sausage and everything in it. And they wanted, I don't know what they thought queso was, but they ordered queso with no cheese. Because they didn't, I don't think they knew that it was made up of cheese. Like the stuff that made it liquidy was cheese. And I don't think they knew that. So
what?
I think like, I
what
mean,
did they think
like,
it was,
I don't know. They just thought it was other stuff mixed in with cheese to make it that,
right.
To make it liquid. So, and that's a running joke. And we've been joking with them. Oh, it's been at least three or four years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
It comes up at least once every 2 weeks.
Cause I'm bringing
queso
up.
Queso with no queso is what I tell them.
Yeah. I usually bring it up. I'm good for bringing something up.
Yeah. And they didn't even know that queso meant cheese in Spanish. So it's the funniest thing. My sisters are adorable.
Well, so. I'm sad that you weren't here to share this experience with us, Alachi, here at the Valentine House with the cookies and cream fudge brownies.
Yeah. So I'm sorry too. I'm really sorry about that.
And I agree with you. We chatted a little bit and I think you're right. There should be a requirement that the food gets shipped to whoever hops on the show. So if we could make that happen expediently, we definitely would. We definitely would. So and maybe we could have shared a recipe and maybe you could have made it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll learn for next time.
Lessons learned for the next guest.
All right, so let's wrap up the food. Oh, do you have any food for us, Elijah?
I know. Anything you want to ask her?
Yeah.
Have you tried anything awesome besides the Salt Lick?
There's nothing besides Salt Lick Barbecue. No, I'm just kidding. But Austin has good food, so I don't go for want for good food here. I mean, Thai food, Mexican food, American food, Chinese food, barbecue. Oh, we have the best food.
Where's that place?
And breakfast food.
Austin.
Love it. Everything.
Where's that place you went to? Kearney Street? You had the breakfast.
Kirby Lane.
That wasn't even close.
I'm rubbing off on you, babe.
Oh, that was horrible. I got the K sound and that was it. But that food looked amazing. And that it's cinnamon good. Roll. Oh, mm-hmm. I was jealous that morning or that day.
So yummy.
So I know what to do when I go to Austin. I'm going to go to Kirby Lane and I'm going to go to Salt.
No, we can't go to Austin until, you know, when Miss Alachi comes back.
I know.
Unless we can get there before she goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So sure. if
this weekend, I'm free.
I fly right down.
All
right.
Let's hop on in the odds and ends. There's no bumper. I should totally make a bumper.
There's no bumper.
Odds and ends. There's no bumper.
Do we have odds and ends?
Oh. Wow. It's you, Alachi.
Yeah, you're a little. Oh, okay. That's better.
Yeah. It's me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're I fine didn't now. Do anything.
I know. That was weird. Your little box was going. All right. Okay. I really don't have any odds and ends today.
So why'd you say odds and ends? We don't say odds and ends. We don't have any.
Oh, really? Oh.
Alachi, is there anything that you want to talk about and let the masses know? My mom just texted me.
Yeah.
She's going to buy us Pie Kitchen. Alachi, if you ever come to Louisville, Kentucky, we have to take you to Pie Kitchen because they have the best pies in all the city. But anyway, so is there anything that you want to...
I actually want to edit this one.
You don't have to edit that one.
No. I mean, I'm probably going to edit out the me fooling around. So.
Oh, no. is there anything that you would like to tell the people that are listening to the Valentine podcast today, Alachi?
Other than the fact that it's been a blast. And I like watching you guys. This is like a free vlog for me. It's like a live free vlog. I get to like watch you guys eat. I get to watch you guys like pick your nose, play with your dog.
Right.
We have some tweets.
I gotta do my podcast of the week though.
Oh.
Well,
I figured you didn't have any.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So podcast of the week is I'm gonna go out and go mainstream today, which, you know, I don't do a lot of podcast of the week that I'm going to pick this week is going to be Wait, Don't Tell Me. So
yeah, that's one of his. I don't love it.
Right. So basically, that's how I usually get my news for the week is from the week before is listen to Wait. But I do listen. I do look at other websites and stuff like that. But to make fun of it, it helps me remember some of the news if it's around a joke or something funny's going on about it. Oddly enough, that's just how my mind works. And what Wait, Don't Tell Me is an NPR show, a weekly news show where it has a few people on there. It's like a trivia game almost. And it's just one of those shows that they put out. And I don't catch it a lot of times on the radio for NPR, but I do listen to the podcast. So if you ever listen and need something funny to listen to and also want to hear the news for the week before, check it out. That's it. Wait.com. And so you said that we have some tweets, babe?
We do have some tweets last show.
What we got out there?
Let's see. Tidra said she listened to the Valentine blog and she wondered if I had read Stephen King's Duma Key, and I haven't. And I like Stephen King. And she says she loves that one. So I put that on my wish list.
Mm-hmm.
To remind myself to look for it. And I might have it in my list of books already. So
Right.
And Rick and Morty said, was a busy day, so still another half an hour to listen to. Took me ages for me to figure out 13 times 2 for some reason. I'm not that great at math, so. And let's see. And he also said, awesome show as always. It's so funny hearing some of the crazy stuff both of you say when the other one is talking. So I can't, right. I tend to talk over him.
Well, it's not that. It's also, sometimes some of the funny thing is that, some of the people that listen to the show, they like the fact that sometimes I say something, you don't hear what I say. And I guess we kind of do side comments to each other while we're talking, which I enjoy. Like throwing little nuggets out there for people.
Yeah. So those the feedback. I'm gonna pause and go back to food. How does this sound, Alachia and Jay? Cinnamon French Toast Bake. Does that sound good?
Sounds pretty darn good to me.
I'm saving that in my recipe.
Wow. Oh. See that we should totally have like just talk about food one whole show. I mean, you know we can.
Oh, I could. I have tons of stuff to talk about.
So. You know, so.
So thank you for all the feedback. And if you want to email us,
There was one email that we did get. Speaking of email.
Oh, we got an email?
We got an email from Jeff Bronco.
Oh, I thought we read that one.
Mm-mm. No, that was another one. He said, hi guys, I heard what you said in the last podcast about getting the kilt. You were surprised at the cost. You might not be aware, but a formal kilt is the equivalent to a tuxedo and will cost about the same. A place near us sells formal kilts for around $600. You can buy cheaper kilts that are considered casual kilts, but $200 sounds about right for a casual kilt. This is from Bronco, aka Jeff, who is not from Vancouver, but Bowmanville, Ontario.
Bowmanville. He's going to get a kick out of that when he hears that.
Right. So, we're actually going to have him on the show. He did say that he would love to be on the show with us. So we just got to get a time to have him on the show with us.
He is a badass biker. He is awesome. So,
and he's on the show. Yeah, he's a fun guy too, you know. He works for a nuclear power plant. It's awesome.
I know, he's interesting. A nuclear power plant. I couldn't work at a nuclear power plant. I'd be afraid I'd blow everybody up.
Well, he said
irradiate everybody, I guess is what I should say.
All right. So if people want to get a hold of you, Elijah, how can they find you out there in the metaverse?
Well, I have a Twitter account, which is Alachia, A-L-A-C-H-I-A, and also you can email me at alachia.me@gmail.com, and alachia.com is my website.
Sweet.
Awesome, and they can also see your beautiful puppy at all her blogs and everything. She has a gorgeous dog.
Yes.
And Daisy.
So mm-hmm. well-behaved. Daisy is beautiful. So.
Daisy girl.
I love
Daisy
watching, girl. Like, I love watching them with each other. Cause they have this special relationship
yep.
that I don't have with my dogs. It's like, they're like best friends and they're so close and I love it.
Yeah. You know that video I just posted today with me and her in the morning, mm-hmm. me talking to her. Yeah. I got a YouTube comment. Basically some guy was saying, like, you must be lonely and desperate.
What? And oh, things like that.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, that's, you know, trolls are going to be trolls, but, I was just thinking about it and I was like, you know, I might be lonely, but I really make no apologies for my relationship with my dog.
I know.
I would.
That's how she and I, that's her and I. That's what we do. That's how we roll together.
You know, and that person is just probably sad. They don't get to talk to you. They're probably like, man, I wish she talked to me like that. that dog gets more attention than I ever got in my whole life. Yeah, I said that to you, Mr. YouTube commenter. You got an issue? You can email us at valentineblog@gmail.com. How sure. else can they get a hold of us, Renee?
That stupid guy can also see our blog at valentine.com. And if you want to tweet us a stupid tweet, he can tweet us at valentine.blog, at valentineblog on Twitter.
And if you really want to talk to me on Twitter. If you don't want me to wait for your email, you can hit me on Twitter at the Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. Bitch.
And you can and you can tweet me, but I won't tweet back at, well, I'm talking to you guy. Everybody else I'll tweet back. The Ice Flow. That's the Ice Flow because somebody took Ice Flow.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah, silly when Elijah is on. This has been a very different show.
Right. So if you're upset with us because we're being rather silly, I have no apologies. This is a fun show. So today we'll be going out on a song, and the name of that song is Helena Beat. It is by the Foster. Oh man,
Foster the People.
Foster the People. So enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for coming on the show, Alachia.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Took a sip of something, poison, but I